Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣灵开始今天的聚会, 愿, 平安喜乐与大家
Actually, it's hard to believe that 2006 is almost over.
很难想象 2006年已经要过去了。
And when I think about this year, what I have done for Christ, now I was thinking, wow, there's many things I need to accomplish.
我在想说, 在今年当中呢, 我应该为神做些什么, 我觉得还有很多还需要做的。
Even though this 2006, many things have happened to me and her.
尽管在今年里头有很多事情, 发生在我身上和我的太太身上。
But nevertheless, when it comes to doing things for Christ, I feel that truly we are fall short of His glory.
但是呢, 我觉得, 当我们再看看自己为神做些什么的时候, 我们还是亏缺神的荣耀。
But nevertheless, 2007 is a new year.
但是 2007年是新的一个年度。
And as a new year, it's a new beginning to start our faith over again.
一个新的年度就是一个新的开始, 也是让我们的信仰再重新出发。
So for me, I'm looking forward to 2007.
所以呢, 我非常向往这2007年的来到。
So I can improve myself as a person.
这样子呢, 我可以对, 自我可以做一个更进一步的改进。
Of course, improve myself to live my life to glorify the name of God.
我能够更改进我自己, 提升我的灵修, 来荣耀神。
So tonight I would like to share with you, blessed are those who do the will of God.
所以今天晚上我跟大家分享的主题是, 遵行神旨意的人有福了。
Because when I think about this year, I think, did I do everything according to God's will?
因为我在回顾去年今年一年呢, 我在想, 我到底是不是, 按照神的旨意行了呢?
Actually, if I do everything according to God's will, my heart should be very joyful.
其实如果我完全遵照神的旨意而行, 我心里应该是充满喜乐的。
But I feel there are many things that I do not do according to God's will.
但是我觉得有很多事情我并没有按照神的旨意去行。
So tonight I would like to share my thought, how can we truly do God's will?
所以今天呢, 我请大家分享的就是如何能够遵照神的旨意而行。
So we can be blessed as a chosen people of God.
这样子我们才能够, 蒙福而且成为神的选民。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 7.
我们来看马太福音第七章。
The book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
马太福音第七章21节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
马太福音七章二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, verse 22.
22节.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, verse 23.
23节.
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So we can see from verse 21 to verse 23, it says here, not everyone call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven.
从21节到23节告诉我们说, 不是凡称呼他主啊主啊的人都能够进神的国。
But who does the will of the Father in heaven?
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进去。
But during that day, many people will come to complain against God.
当那日会有许多人对他说,
have we not prophesied in your name?
我们不是, 奉你的名, 传道吗?
Have we not cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗?
Have we not done wonders and signs in your name?
我们不是奉你的名许多异能吗?
What did the Lord declare to them?
但是神会明明地告诉他们说,
I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
我从来不认识你们, 你们这些作恶的人, 离我而去吧。
Actually, every time I read these three verses, I feel very sad.
其实当我 读这三个章节的时候呢, 我非常的难过。
You can see religion, you can see many people out there, they want to know God.
我们知道有许多人很想认识神。
Millions of people try many ways to find out the will of God.
成千上万的人希望知道神的旨意。
Just like the terrorists, for example.
就好像恐怖分子。
Why are they willing to go into a crowded area and blow themselves up into pieces?
为什么有些恐怖分子呢? 宁愿到人群当中呢? 然后自杀, 爆炸, 把人炸死。
Why? Because they believe in their God.
因为他们相信他们的神。
They believe truly in their heart if they die for this cause, then when they go to heaven, there's 70 virgins waiting for them.
他们真的相信呢, 他们如果为他们的阿拉而牺牲的话呢, 在天上会有七个, 使女在等着他们。
But of course, for us as Christians, we know that is not true.
但是呢, 身为基督徒, 我们知道这不是正确的看法。
But nevertheless, they're willing to kill themselves.
但是他们仍旧, 甘愿的自尽。
Just like many other Christian denominations.
就好像其他的教派一样。
Really, many of them are more fervent than we are.
其实呢, 有很多的基督徒比我们还要热心。
Many of them love God more than we do.
很多人 比我们还爱神。
But nevertheless, they do not know the way.
但是他们并不晓得神的旨意。
They do not know the will of God.
他们并不晓得神的旨意到底是什么。
So that's why for us, we should not be like these people on the end days.
所以呢，我们千万不要像这些人，在那日的时候，神就不认他们。
God has given us a true salvation.
神给我们，这个得救的福音。
God has bringing us to the true church of God.
神带领我们到这个得救的教会。
But truly do we do His will?
但是我们真的遵行他的旨意吗？
Maybe some of us we all can say we prophesize in His name.
或许我们有一些人会说我们奉他的名传道。
Because every time we come up to speak, we speak in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为每当我们站到讲台的时候，我们都奉主耶稣圣名而
讲。Maybe we also cast out demons in His name.
或许呢，我们奉主耶稣的圣名来赶鬼。
Maybe we also perform many wonders and signs in His name.
或许我们也奉他的名行许多异能。
But the big question, do we do His will?
但是一个最大的问题就是，我们是不是遵行他的旨意
？Really, we think about this whole years of 2006.
如果我们回顾这个2006年
，Do we truly do the will of God?
我们真的行他的旨意吗
？So we do not do the will of God truly. On the end days, God will say to us, He never knew us.
所以，假如我们不是按照神的旨意而行的话，在那日，神必不认我们。
Even though we come here to worship God,
尽管我们来到这里侍奉他。
Even though we come here to serve God,
尽管我们来到这边，赞美他。
But the most important thing is, do we do according to His will?
但是我们是不是照他的旨意而行呢
？For example, if I love President Bush,
譬如说我今天如果非常爱布希总统
，So for every single morning I worship him, I say, President Bush, I love you, I love you, and I worship him.
那我每天早上都崇拜他说，布希总统，我爱你。
And every single night I also worship him.
每天晚上我也说布希总统，我爱你。
For 20 years I did this.
二十年来我每天都这样。
Then one day I go to the White House.
那有一天我到白宫去。
And I say to the people I want to see President Bush.
那我跟那里的人说我要看布希总统。
During that time, would they let me into the White House?
你想他会让我进去吗？
Even though I feel that I know him, it doesn't mean he knows me.
尽管我觉得我认识他，但是他并不认识我。
Just like we worship God all these years.
就好像说我们今天敬拜神这么多年来一样。
Sometimes we seem that we know God.
有时候我们觉得我们认识神。
But more importantly, do God know us?
但是更重要的，神认识我们吗？
Because even though sometimes we think we know God, but when we do things, we're not doing according to His will.
有时候我们觉得我们认识神，但是我们做的却不是按照他的旨意而行。
So that's why for us, we really need to think and reflect about our faith.
所以我们要思考。并且反省我们的信仰。
Truly, we have no doubt it is the true church of God.
的确的，我们今天所属的教会是真教会。
Even though we're in the true church of God, but truly, do we do according to His will?
但是尽管我们在真教会，我们所行的是不是按照神的旨意呢
？But then maybe we can ask ourselves question, what is the will of God?
或许我们要问我们自己，那神的旨意到底是什么
？Actually, in the Bible, there's many things that we need to do that's according to the will of God.
在圣经里头有很多事情，我们必须要按照神的旨意来行。
Let's read verse 13.
我们来看十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
第七章十三节，马太福音七章十三节。
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Verse 14.
十四节。
Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which lead to life, and there are a few who find it. So we can see in verse 13, verse 14, talking about these two different kind of gates.
十三节跟十四节告诉我们，其实有两种门。
But our Lord Jesus Christ tells us to enter by the narrow gate.
但是主耶稣告诉我们要进窄门。
Because wide is the gate will lead to destruction.
因为那宽的门，是引到灭亡。
And it says many will enter through that wide gate.
那有很多人都会进入那宽门。
But narrow is the gate and difficult is the way.
但是引到永生，那门是窄的。
Which lead to life.
路是小的，找着的人也少。
But very few will enter to it.
找着的人也少。
You can see many people in the world, they're looking for this narrow gate.
其实呢，今天有很多人都在找这个窄门。
And many Christians in this world, they're also looking for this narrow gate.
今天有很多基督徒也在寻找这窄门。
But we as the chosen people of God,
但是我们身为神的选民，
we know this narrow gate.
我们知道这个
窄门。We see this narrow gate.
我们看见这个窄门。
But if we do not enter to this narrow gate,
但是如果我们不进去这个窄门，
then we just like those people who cannot find the narrow gate.
那我们就好像那些找不到这个窄门的人一样。
Why? Because if we see the narrow gate, we don't enter through it, truly we are not safe.
因为呢，假如我们看见窄门，但是进不去的话，那我们还是不能得救。
Actually, we know that narrow gate is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
其实我们知道窄门就是代表主耶稣基督本身。
Actually, every one of us sitting here, we see the narrow gate.
今天我们在座的每一位都已经看见了这窄门。
But our Lord Jesus Christ already tells us that it's a narrow gate is a difficult way to go through it.
但是呢，主耶稣已经告诉我们，这个窄门是很困难的。
But through this difficult way will lead to life.
但是这个困难的道路就会带领我们到永生。
But many of us will enter this narrow gate.
不是有很多人会进去这窄门。
So truly journey to the heavenly kingdom is very difficult.
所以要进入这窄门达到天国是不容易的。
Just like the Israelites.
就好像这以色列人。
When they come out of Egypt, 600,000 men who can carry and fight in the war.
当他们出埃及的时候呢, 大概有 60万的男丁, 能够出去打仗的。
But after 40 years in the wilderness, only two people survived.
但是40年在旷野的漫长旅途, 只剩下两个人。
Just like during the time of Noah.
就好像挪亚的时代。
There must be many millions of people during that time.
当时一定有上百万的人群。
But only eight people were saved.
但是只有八个人得救。
So that's why for us we should not be surprised that few of us also would be saved.
所以呢，我们千万不要讶异呢， 能够得救的人数非常的少。
That's why we need to fight hard.
所以我们必须要勇敢的去征战。
That's why we need to be equipped ourselves to go through this journey.
我们一定要装备全副军装来打这个属灵的征战。
Because every single one of us sitting here, we have the same goal.
因为我们在座的每一位都有共同的目标。
That goal is to reach and enter to this narrow gate.
这目标就是要能够达到并且进入窄门。
But even though it's difficult, but it's possible for us to enter this narrow gate.
尽管这个路是窄是困难的， 但是靠着神我们仍旧能够进入。
Listen to the book of Revelation.
我们来看 启示录,
the book of Revelation chapter 22.
启示录22章,
Revelation chapter 22.
启示录22章,
verse 14.
14节,
verse 14.
14节,
blessed are those who do his commandment, that they may have the right of the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city.
使徒行传22章14节， 那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。
Here in the book of Revelation, it says, blessed are those who do his commandments.
Verse 14?
Yes, verse 14. Mm. Yeah, blessed are those who do his commandment, that they may have the right to the tree of life.
在另外一个版本呢, 说到那些遵行神旨意的人呢, 就能够到生命树那里。
So if they do his commandment, they can have this tree of life, and they can go into the gates into the city.
所以那些遵行天父旨意的人, 就能够达到生命树那里, 也能够从门进城。
So that's why even though the gate, we can see the gate is open for us, it doesn't mean we can enter through it.
所以尽管呢, 那个门似乎是为我们敞开的,
但是不一定能进得去。 But rather we need to do his commandments.
我们却需要遵行他的旨意。
Because when we do his commandment, then we can truly partake the tree of life.
因为唯有遵行他的旨意, 我们才能够到生命树那里。
Because God's commandment is his word.
神的诫命就是他的话语。
And his word can give lives to every single one of us.
他的话语能够让我们得到永生。
But before we can do his commandment, we need to be able to read his word.
但是呢, 我们还没有遵行他的旨意之前, 我们必须要能够读懂他的话语。
We need to hear his word.
我们需要听他的话语。
We need to keep his word.
我们需要去遵行他的话。
If we cannot do these three things, it's impossible for us to do his commandment.
如果呢, 我们不能够做这三件事情的话, 我们就不能遵行他的旨意。
Listen to the book of Revelation.
我们再回到启示录,
chapter 1,
第一章,
chapter 1, verse 3.
启示录第一章第三节,
chapter 1, verse 3.
启示录第一章第三节,
blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵行其中所记载的都是有福的, 因为日期近了。
So you see here, chapter 1, verse 3, say, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy.
所以这些告诉我们说, 念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的。
So that's why for us, if we truly want to enter this narrow gate,
所以如果我们真的要进这窄门,
we need to be able to read the word of God.
我们必须要能够, 读懂这个书上的话语。
So really, every single year, we always encourage one another to read at least three chapters a day.
所以呢, 我们每年都鼓励信徒, 每天读经三章。
Because the word of God is a spiritual food.
因为, 神的话就是我们属灵的粮食。
Just a couple of days ago, I heard there was a research done, in America.
几天前呢, 我, 看到, 一个报告, 关于在美国所做的一个统计调查。
They say every single year, many Americans, they would love to take trip, especially a 1 week, 2 week trip.
其实美国人呢, 每年都很希望能够, 放一周到两周的假。
But during this 1 week or 2 week trip, some of them, they take 1 year to plan it.
他们放这个假通常喜欢去旅游，那要计划这些旅游，他们有时候一年前就已经计划好了。
Just imagine, only 1 week's trip or 2 week's trip take 1 year to plan this trip.
你想想看，如果呢你要去度个假呢，需要一年来计划的话。
Of course, they know if you do not plan this trip, then it's very difficult to reach your destination and to have fun when you get there.
当然呢，有时候你不这么早就计划你的假期，有时候不容易订得到位置。
So for us, we know that we also have the journey to the heavenly kingdom.
那我们也晓得我们必须要走这个天国路。
So every single year do we plan for this journey?
我们每年有在计划这个天国的道路吗？
We know this journey is for eternal life.
我们知道这个天国路是为了永生。
When we reach this journey, we never gonna come back again.
我们知道说当我们达到这个天国的目的地的时候，我们不会再回来。
That's why it's so important for us to plan for this journey.
所以呢，对我们而言呢，这个天国路是这么重要的，我们必须要计划。
That's why John tells us here we need, if we want to be blessed, we need to read and we need to hear the word of God.
所以呢，这个约翰告诉我们说，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的。
Not only read, not only hear, but also we need to keep this word of God.
所以不但我们要念，要听见，又要遵行。
Because as we journey to the heavenly kingdom, truly we need the word of God to be with us.
因为我们当我们在走这个天国路，我们需要神的话与我们同在。
But maybe some of us truly we read the word of God.
有一些人真的是念这书上的话。
Some of us we come to church, we hear many teaching from the word of God.
有很多人来到教会听见神的话。
Even some of us also meditate the word of God inside of us daily.
甚至有很多人在心里头在冥思默想神的话。
But the big question is, do we do the word of God?
但是重要的是我们遵守遵行他的话吗？
Actually, if we read the word of God, we hear the word of God, we meditate on the word of God, if we don't do the word of God, it's just like a person who never heard the word of God, who never read the word of God, who never keep the word of God.
所以呢，如果我们只是念他的话，听见他的话，而且思想他的话，但是不去遵守的话呢，那就等于我们没有听见，没有念到，也没有去思考。
Because only the book of Revelation chapter 22 say only when you do the word of God that you have the right to the tree of life.
因为启示录二十二章告诉我们说，唯我们遵行神的旨意，才能够达到生命树那里。
And only with that tree of life, you can enter to the gate through the city.
唯有达到这个生命树，才能够从门而进城。
So what else can we do to enter this narrow gate?
那我们除此之外还需要怎么做才能进窄门呢？
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 4.
我们来看启示录第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
启示录第四章第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
四章第一节。
After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this verse 2.
第二节。
Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne was three.
第三节。
And he who sat there was like a jasper, and sat there a stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. So we can see from verse 1 to verse 3, you can see that during this time, John, he saw the door standing open in heaven.
从第一节到第三节，我们看到呢，约翰看见天上有门开了。
Even though the door is standing open in heaven, doesn't mean that he can go in and enter through it.
虽然他看见门开了，但不代表着他们能够进入这个门而进去城里。
Because during this time, we only can hear, right, the voice of the trumpet and somebody speaking during that time.
在那个时候，他初次听见好像吹号的声音。
But how did John be able to enter through that open door?
但是约翰怎么样进入这个开的门呢？
Verse 2 describes.
第二节告诉我们。
Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, one who sat on the throne.
我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上的。
Actually, the only way that John can enter through this door that was open is for him to be in the spirit of God.
所以呢，其实要能够进入这个门呢，他必须在灵里。
So the same thing for us.
今天我们也是一样。
Even though we can see this narrow gate.
虽然我们看得见这个窄门。
Even though we want to enter this narrow gate.
尽管我们要进入这窄门。
But it doesn't mean we can enter through it.
但是并不代表着我们一定会进去。
Unless we are filled with the Spirit of God.
除非我们被圣灵充满。
Truly, if we are filled with the Spirit of God, we enter through this door, we can see the glory of God.
如果我们被圣灵充满，进入这窄门，就能够看到神的荣耀。
Just like in verse 3.
就好像第三节。
And when John entered through this narrow gate, then he can see that. And he who sat there was like a jasper, a sapphire stone in appearances.
他进入这个门就看见坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石又红围着宝座好像绿宝石
Actually, this different kind of stone to describe the glory of God.
这不同的宝石在 描述神的荣耀
And also, and there was a rainbow around the throne.
而且有红围着宝座
We know the rainbow represents the grace and mercy of God.
我们知道红代表着 神的怜悯跟慈爱
So that's why many of us sit here, we worship God every single week.
我们今天来到教会, 每周的来敬拜神,
Do we truly enter to this narrow gate?
我们真的进这窄门吗?
Do we can truly see the glory of God inside our church?
我们真的看到神的荣耀显现在这个教会吗?
But before we can see the glory of God, we need to be filled with His Spirit.
但是我们要看到神的荣耀之前, 我们必须要被圣灵充满。
But if we truly enter to this narrow gate,
如果我们真的进入了这窄门,
You can look on verse 4.
我们看第四节,
and say, around the throne there were 24 thrones, and on the throne they saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads.
在第四节那里说, 宝座的周围有24个座位,坐着24位长老,身穿白衣,头上戴着金冠冕。
So during that time, not only that John saw the glorious the glory of God and the mercy of God, he also saw the 24 elders.
所以那个时候呢, 约翰不但看到神的荣耀跟怜悯, 他也看到了这24位长老。
And these 24 elders, they clothed in white robes.
这24位长老身穿白衣,
and they have crowns of gold on their heads.
头上戴着金冠冕。
I see these 24 elders represent every single one of us.
其实这24位长老代表的就是我们。
If we truly can enter through this door,
如果我们真的进入了这窄门,
we can truly, every one of us who sit in here, we have white robes on us.
我们今天就必须要身穿白衣坐在这里。
Of course, that white robe is through the baptism.
当然这个白衣是借着我们的洗礼而得到的。
The day we are baptized into Christ, Christ gives a white robe to wear.
我们洗礼的那一天, 神就赐给我们这个白衣穿上。
But he also saw the crowns of gold on their heads.
但是约翰也看到他们头上戴着金冠冕。
Actually, this crown of gold is the crown of victory.
其实这金冠冕代表着就是在灵里的得胜。
So this means John, when he saw these 24 elders, he can see truly they are pure and they have victory over their lives.
其实当约翰看到这24位长老, 他们所代表的呢, 就是他们在他们的生活里头已经得胜了。
Just like us.
就好像我们今天一样。
If we truly enter through this door,
如果我们今天真的进了这个门,
we know we need to be holy.
我们知道我们必须要圣洁。
We know we need to live a glorious life.
我们也知道我们必须要过着一个荣耀的生活。
But if we do not enter through this door,
但是如果我们不进入这窄门,
actually, we don't even care if our robe is white or we wear the crown or not.
或许如果我们进不去的话呢, 其实穿不穿白衣或者有没有金冠冕, 好像无所谓。
John proceeded through this door.
但是当约翰看, 进去这个门的时候,
and then in verse 8, he saw the four living creatures.
在第八节, 他又看到了四活物。
He said the first one he saw was like a lion, verse 7.
第一个活物像狮子, 就如第七节所说的。
And the second is just like a calf.
第二个好像牛犊。
And the third is just like a face of a man.
第三个脸面像人。
And the fourth is like a flying eagle.
第四个像飞鹰。
Actually, those four living creatures represent every single one of us.
其实这四活物也代表着我们每一个人。
Because the more we enter to the door, the more we know that truly we are the servant of God.
因为我们真的进入了这窄门, 我们就会发现我们的确是神的仆人。
Look at verse 8, how they describe these four living creatures.
我们看第八节怎么描述这四活物。
He said, each having six wings.
四活物各有六个翅膀。
They were full of eyes around and within.
遍体内外都满了眼睛。
And did not rest day and night, saying, Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and is to come.
他们昼夜不住地说, 圣哉, 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 主神是习在今在, 以后永在的全能者。
Actually, these four living creatures, their six wings, this means they really can fly very swiftly.
这四活物各有六个翅膀, 代表着他们能够滑翔得非常的快速。
And like they also, they are full of eyes around and within.
他们, 遍体内外都满了眼睛。
This means everywhere they are full of wisdom, they know how to discern.
这代表着他们充满了智慧, 他们有辨别的能力。
Because if you have eyes and in within yourself, without yourself, this means you can see everything that's around you.
如果我们内外都满了眼睛, 也就代表着我们在看每一件事情都是非常的透彻。
But actually, these four living creatures, they do not rest day and night to glorify the name of God.
其实呢, 他们也昼夜不住地在赞美神。
Actually, this is the will of the Father for every single one of us.
这就是天父给我们的旨意。
Really, he wants us to be filled with his Spirit.
他要我们都被圣灵充满。
Just like the four living creatures, which have the six wings to fly up high.
就好像这四活物各有六个翅膀能够展翅而飞。
He also wants us to have full of eyes so we can be full of wisdom to discern what's right and what's wrong.
神也希望我们遍体内外都满了眼睛, 让我们能够充满了智慧, 能够辨别。
But he also wants us to live a life to glorify His name.
但是呢，我们必须要活着来荣耀他的名。
Just like the four living creatures yelling out, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty!"
就好像四个活物昼夜不住的说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。但是如果我们不被圣灵充满
It's very difficult to enter to that door.
我们就很难进入那窄门
If we do not enter to that door, truly we cannot do the things according to God's will.
如果我们不进入这窄门我们就很难去实行神的旨意
Why? Only when John entered to that door that he can see the glory of God.
因为只有约翰进入了这窄门才完全的看到神的荣耀
Only John when he entered to that door, that's the time that he know what it's like to worship God.
当约翰进入了那个门他就真正知道怎么样是一个完全敬拜神的一个模式。
I see, even though many of us we are still young.
我们虽然还年轻。
Even though we think we have so much time before the second coming of Christ.
我们或许会觉得呢，神再临的日子还早。
But actually, the second coming of Christ is the time when we die.
但是呢，我们死的那一天就是神的再临。
That is physically and spiritually.
也就是属灵或者是肉体的意义而言，都是这样子的。
That's why for us we need to be ready.
所以我们必须要预备好。
That's why we need to be filled with the word of God, so we can enter through this gate to the city.
所以我们必须要被神的话来充满，让我们能够进入这个门。
That's why we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
这也就是为什么我们必须要被圣灵充满。
So we can enter through this door to see the glory of God.
这样子我们能够进入这个门来看到神的荣耀。
Because without going through the city,
如果我们不进入这个门，进到这个城里
the glory of God,
如果你没有看到神的荣耀
，truly we never think of anything of ourselves.
那我们就。太自以为是了。
We don't have the motivation to do the things that are according to God's will.
这样子我们就没有那个动力来去成就神的旨意。
But actually, this door it doesn't open forever.
但是呢，这个门不会永远开着。
One day, this door will be closed.
有一天，这门要关了。
One day, the grace of God will be closed.
有一天，神的恩典将要被拿开。
So that's why we need to be careful.
所以我们要小心。
Even though we think in ourselves we have many times.
尽管我们觉得我们好像有很多时间。
But nevertheless we know that God will come just like a thief in the night.
但是我们要知道神来的日子就像贼来一样。
No one knows the times or the hour.
没有人知道是什么时候或哪一天。
When he comes, make sure he can see us that we already entered through the door.
当他来的时候呢，我们必须要能够已经进到这个门。
Let's turn to the last passage, Matthew chapter 25.
我们来看马太福音25章。
The book of Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音25章。
Chapter 25 verse 10.
马太福音25章第十节。
Chapter 25 verse 10.
马太福音25章第十节。
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，当然都预备好了，同他进去坐席，门就关了。
And we know this the parable of the ten virgins.
我们都知道这是十童女的比喻。
They say one were fool, five were foolish and five were wise.
五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
But if we read verse 1 to verse 10, they have many things in common.
其实呢，从第一节到第十节，你看到这些愚拙跟聪明的都有很多共同的地方。
But there's only one thing they the foolish do not have, that is they do not carry the oil in their vessel.
唯一不同的就是愚拙的没有像聪明的一样有拿着多的油。
Look at chapter 25 verse 1.
我们来看二十五章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Say here ten virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯去迎接新郎。
So all these ten virgins they took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom.
所以这十个童女都拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Look at verse 4.
第四节。
They all slumbered and slept. Verse 5, they all slumbered and slept.
第五节他们都打盹睡了。
And look at verse 7.
第七节。
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Actually, we read here in chapter 25, all 10 virgins have three things in common.
其实呢，我们从二十五章可以看到，这个十个童女都有一些共同的地方。
All of them have the desire to go meet the bridegroom.
第一，他们都有这个去迎接新郎的意愿。
All of them, they know they need to take the lamps with them.
第二，他们都知道要拿起这个灯。
But the foolish one only take the lamps, but no extra oil.
但是这愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
That's the extra oil. This means the Holy Spirit.
这个预备油的这个动作代表着要被圣灵充满。
That's why we as the chosen people of God.
所以我们今天既然成为神的选民。
Very few of us live a life to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们却有不多的人是按完全被圣灵充满而活着。
Actually, if we live a life not to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we just like these five foolish virgins.
其实如果我们活着不被圣灵充满的话，就好像这愚拙拿着灯却不预备油一样。
Even though they have the Holy Spirit, they cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit.
虽然这愚拙的似乎有灯，但是没有油，就好像我们今天有圣灵不被充满一样。
So when the bridegroom delay in coming, many of them they slumbers and they slept.
所以新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡了。
But when they comes and then there's a voice cry out during that time.
半夜有人喊着说。
And that's why in verse 10.
所以在第十节那里说
，Because during that time they know they did not have enough oil for their lamp。
他们那个时候这五个愚拙的知道他们不够油了，所以他们要出去买。
So they need to go out and buy during that time。
所以他们出去买。
So when the bridegroom came and those who already ready went into the wedding and the door was already shut。
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好的同他一起去坐席，门就关了。
So when the door is already shut, this means when they cry out, even though they want to cry out to the bridegroom。
所以其余的童女随后就喊着说：“我要进去。”
And verse 12 say, "Surely I say to you, I do not know you."
十二节他却回答说：“实在的告诉你们，我不认识你们。”
And verse 13 say, "Watch therefore, for you do not know neither day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming."
十三节，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰你们不知道。
So every single one of us really we need to be watchful.
所以我们每一个人都要警醒。
Even though sometimes we slumber and we sleep.
虽然有时候我们打盹睡了。
Even though the bridegroom is delayed in coming.
虽然有时候新郎迟延了。
But nevertheless, we have to continue to pray to be filled with the Spirit of God.
但是我们要不住的祷告，让圣灵充满。
Because when the bridegroom comes, truly will come to take every one of us with him.
因为新郎来的时候将要把我们每一个人带走。
But those of us who are not filled with the Spirit of God,
但是那些不被圣灵充满的
then truly we cannot make it to be with him.
这些人就不能够与他同在。
So that's why we need to think and reflect about our life.
所以呢我们要仔细来思考我们的一生。
Yes, God bless us with many things.
的确的神已经祝福我们有很多的事物。
Many of us, we have a wonderful house to live in.
我们有很美好的家可以住。
Many of us have a nice car to drive.
我们有很好的车子可以开。
But do we truly do aAccording to the will of God.
但是我们真的遵照神的旨意而行吗
？Do we do live a life to glorify His name？
我们活着真的完全为了荣耀他的名而活吗
？Do we truly live a life to be in the Word of God？
我们真的按照神的话语来行吗
？Do we truly live a life to be filled with the Holy Spirit？
我们真的一个过着一个圣灵充满的人生吗
？So if 2006 we lack all of these things，
如果我们在2006年缺乏这一些
，And in 2007 we need to change ourselves。
我们在2007年让我们能够改变自己
，Because every singleEvery single one of us, we have the hope for eternal life.
因为我们每一个人都有这个得救的盼望。
God already opened the eyes to see this narrow door.
神已经把这个眼睛让我们敞开，能够看见这个门。
But if we do not take advantage to go into this narrow door,
但是如果我们不把握这个时机进入这个门的话
，we just like a person who have no hope at all.
那我们就好像那些没有指望的人一样。
We just like a person who could not see this narrow door.
我们就好像那些看不见这个窄门的人一样。
So may God continue to help us.
愿神不住的帮助我们。
May God continue to guide us.
愿神不住的带领我们。
So 2007 become a new year for every single one of us.
这样子2007年对我们每一个人来说都是一个新的年度。
A year to be close to God.
2007年将成为我们能够更靠近神的一年。
A year to be filled with His Word and to be filled with His Spirit.
被神的话跟神的灵充满。
A year to enter into this narrow door.
也是让我们能够进入这窄门的一年。
So may God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's sing Him 500.
我们来唱诗500。
Let's sing Him 500.
我们来唱诗500首。